joined on the line now by Coghill Celtic player manager Gavin Cullen. Gavin, a very good evening to you.
Good evening, Dermot. How's things?
I'm good, Gavin. Another big weekend ahead for Coghill Celtic. Your reward for defeating Letterkenny Rovers in the last round in the FAI Intermediate Cup is a home tie in the national stage's third round tie it is this weekend. But Middleton, Gavin, won't make things easy, no doubt.
No, it certainly won't. First and foremost, you know, you look for a home draw in competitions like this, and that's huge. Then you look at the opposition, and looking at Middleton over the last few years, they've done really well. As Jason said earlier, they beat Bonnie well last year, and by all accounts, they're a very, very good side. They won the Munster Senior League in 2018, so it takes a decent side to do that at that level. So, but we won't be counting no chickens, and we'll take them at face value and try and give a good account of ourselves, you know.
Yeah, because Coghill Celtic really want to make an impression on the national stage, Gavin. You've been the dominant club at Ulster Senior League level for so many years now, but you know you really should be doing better in the FAI Intermediate Cup, and perhaps this season is going to be that season.
Yeah, look, we all want to do well in every competition we enter. There's no two ways about that. We set our stall at the start of the season to try and win leagues, which thankfully we've been doing over the last 7-8 years, incredibly so. In cup competitions, and especially this cup competition, it's very, very draw related and timing of year, and so many variances on the pitch and off the pitch that can make a difference. But we have been disappointed, there's no doubt about it. We haven't come across a team in the 7-8 years that we said, yeah, they're better than us, they deserve to go through. So it has been one of them things, but at the same time, you know, we've been extremely happy with how we've done over the last while, and we are at this moment in time. To see this team now this year with so many new players, sort of, well, the pressure's on them to do well in this competition. I don't think it is, because, as I say, there is a lot of change, a lot of new players, but at the same time, you know, we want to do well.
Okay, the quality of the line's not the best there, but we'll stick with it, Gavin. I was going to mention the fact that your side this season, again, every season you're changing things about. Players are moving on, some moving up to senior level. But again, you seem to have got a squad together, Gavin, that's pretty strong, pretty experienced, and plenty of talent in there.
Yeah, there's no doubt there's plenty of talent. I think we're probably the least experienced we've been in the right few years. We've brought in a lot of young lads, but young lads with a lot of ability. So, like, I'm enjoying working with them. I'm looking forward to working with them throughout the year. And I think they'll all get better at our club, but I think they'll improve as players, you know.
Yeah, and another big game this weekend then. A 2:00 start on Sunday, Gavin. Hopefully there'll be a big crowd there to see you guys in action.
Hopefully. It's actually a 12:00 kickoff, so it is. Middleton wanted it earlier on Sunday, so it's actually kicking off at 12 on Sunday.
Okay.
Hopefully it'll be a big crowd, and hopefully it's a good spectacle and it's a good morning for a game. I'm sure it'll be a good tight game.
Well, listen, Gavin, you have had a great start to this season, and hopefully you can continue this Sunday. Best luck against Middleton, and what's another big day for Coghill.
Cheers. Thanks very much, Jeremy. Thank you.
Okay.